Good evening, friends. We have Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai back with us. Welcome, Dr. Shiva.
How are you doing, Nina?
Yeah, fine. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Dr. Shiva, as you know, friends, with several prestigious degrees, including a PhD from MIT, he's also the inventor of email, a scientist, engineer, and a candidate for U.S. presidentship.
Now, why is he doing that?
Because you have two tabs open. Close the one. Close our screen. Our statement.
Okay. He's spoken to us before and people like listening to him because he's the kind of leader who suggests solutions. Today, as Israel faces its worst period in history, Dr. Shiva will discuss this and several other points tonight, some of which you may not agree. But these are what he thinks is, you know, the background to what is happening now. So welcome, Dr. Shiva. There's a lot of talk about how Israel was least prepared when the attack from Hamas happened. And I briefly heard a girl, an Israeli officer, saying that, see, even
pigeon. I think it's working out, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead, Mina. Yeah.
So we were quite surprised that, see, how Israel did not anticipate this Hamas attack when, a lady officer, Israeli officer said that even if a pigeon, stands on the net, they are aware that someone has come, so or something, is coming. So how come they were caught unawares when this attack happened?
All right, Mina. Listen, many people know that I have always exposed the truth at the right time, and because I take a systems approach. I don't have a, the only thing that I, if there's any thing I have in the game, it's about truth, okay? Indians need to get their head out of their butts, okay? It is a disgrace that people in India are supporting Zionism and blindly supporting it. And to me, this evokes many things. Just because you go get a degree, it's showing the stupidity of people who have degrees. So-called educated people are actually not that smart. And so it again falls upon me, just like I had to do in 2020 when I had to call out the pandemic and the election systems to educate people. And so people need to get their act together. And most of the people who probably understand this are people who actually have brains. The people who will not understand this are people who blindly follow stuff and their degree is only as probably good as how much they paid to get their degree, okay? Doesn't mean that they're intelligent, okay? We live in a world where intelligence is not measured by repeating things. It's actually measured by using your brain. So we need to step way back. And I've been fighting Zionism probably since I was 17 years old, okay, since 1981, because I studied what is Zionism, okay? First of all, people should take some notes. Zionism is a political ideology, okay? It has nothing to do with Judaism, the religion. Zionism is actually anti-Semitic. It's racist. And in fact, Zionism actually has a history of not only butchering Palestinians, but also butchering and hurting Jews. All right. And this is all very well documented for those people who actually want to do some research versus simply watching something on Star TV or whatever, okay? So let's go look at what is Zionism. Zionism is a political ideology that was created, manufactured out of thin air by a guy called Theodor Herzl in the 1800s, all right? And everyone can go do their own research on that. In Europe, the Ashkenazi Jews, which are one set of Jews, were in Europe for nearly 300 years. One of the things people need to understand is that in the 1800s, everyone expected there was going to be a major revolution in Germany, a workers' revolution. It's, again, very well documented. Germany, as most of Europe, the Jews that were there were white Europeans, okay? Not from Palestine, okay? Not from the land, in that region, okay? Palestine existed long before Israel existed, okay? And that's also very well documented. So none of these things, these are all just facts, okay? And no one disputes these facts except people want to change history. But here's the bottom line, that in Europe, there was discrimination among Jews, okay? But there were various classes of Jews. There were the working class Jews, many of them who were in the trade unions, actually wanting to fight fascism and building bottoms-up workers movements. There were the bourgeois Jews, okay? And their various friends. Theodor Herzl had this, he created a political ideology called Zionism, which said, oh, we're being quote unquote persecuted. So this idiot here, Kunzru, is conflating Jews and Zionism, okay? So he's a bloody idiot, okay? The reality is that Herzl created a political ideology called Zionism, and he said
just
that
one,
what should
one minute, Dr. Shiva. So these are all my dedicated viewers. So please don't mind if you, Dr. Shiva is a little, you know.
Well, it's like, you know, if you're going to come to a teacher, I don't really have a lot of patience for people who don't do any stuff. They'd be thrown out of my class. Okay, they get an F. So it doesn't matter, Mina, if they need to step up to the plate and not be ignorant idiots, okay? It's just like if you're going to go take calculus and you didn't do your homework, you're going to get an F in my class. So as a student
here,
of political
Dr. Shiva, here, well, see, you're looking at a scenario where all the TV, from all the world, or all of the world, are showing scenes of babies being butchered, women being raped. So it's atrocity all over.
Yeah, this is
people
this
just
is similar.
Can't understand. Yeah, how can
right?
You
so they're going to have to understand
the
because in World War I, this is exactly what happened. They made Germany look like they were evil, and this was done by the mainstream media because they wanted a war. All right. Again, the world is going to enter into a very large war because of idiots like these. So the idiots need to step aside and listen. Unless if these idiots want to go fight, let them go fight then. None of them will do that. They'll talk a big game, but none of them will actually take weapons. Let them go fight. They won't. But here's the deal. Zionism was created. It was a political ideology that was created by Herzl with lots and lots of money from some of the most racist people in the world, like Cecil Rhodes, C-E-C-I-S-L, who was, you know, the guy who created Rhodesia, who had very little regard for black people or brown people for that matter. And he's the one who controlled all the mines in Rhodesia. And Cecil Rhodes was one of the most racist individuals on the planet. Zionism got its funding from Cecil Rhodes, among other people. So Zionism's original goal was to put their homeland in Uganda. Uganda, not Palestine. In fact, Palestine wasn't even on the map there. Okay?
Why was that?
Because imagine the Vikings digging up a 4,000-year-old reference, saying that the origin that they because you know the Vikings had come to Vermont 4,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Imagine the Vikings now saying that we own the homeland called Vermont. Okay, so they had dug up a reference saying the homeland was actually Uganda, among many other places, including Texas. So what I'm trying to say, this is a manufactured ideology, all right, by European Ashkenazi Jews. All right, it's very, very important to understand. In Palestine, were Jews living there. 97%, you know, the Palestinians were living there. There were Arab Jews, Arab Muslims. Arab is a race. Judaism is a religion, okay? So remember, this is in the middle of World War II now. After World War II ends, the British say, no, we're not going to give you Uganda. In fact, the first choice was Uganda. Second choice was Argentina, okay? Very important to understand this. So the British said, we're going to give you your homeland in this place called Palestine. Now remember, Britain, if any Indian has studied any history, has a rich history of creating random borders. And these borders are created to have people fight among each other. Britain did this all over Africa. The the people of Africa, the great kings of Africa had their very particular boundaries. Britain went in and drew random, you know, nation states and had everyone fighting. And once they got everyone fighting, they stole their resources. All right. Now, the area in Israel is a very strategic area. It's in the Middle East. So again, it was very convenient for Britain once again to create a mess there. So that's what they did. But Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. And you can even go talk, if people go to Torah Judaism, the Twitter feed of very, very devout Jews, you'll see them saying this. Zionism is racism. Zionism is anti-Semitism. Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. So everyone listening, go study that. Okay, it's like 1 + 1 = 2. Go study that. You're not ready to take calculus on or take a position if you don't understand that. That's number one. So Zionism is actually a racist model, which believes there are a set of chosen people. Zionism is racism in the service of globalism. That's what Zionism is.
You compare it with the Brahminism, as you spoke earlier?
Oh, yeah, big time. Now you have to understand, Brahminism has done the same thing that Zionism did. So there is this original set of principles in Hinduism. Brahminism, there was this concept of the guild system, right? If I studied hard, I'd be a Brahmin. If someone else wanted to be a carpenter. But the original model was bottoms up. It was your skills. It was meritocracy. Somewhere along the way, which we can have a long discussion on, which I don't want to do today, that Hinduism was subverted. The notion of karma was made completely different. Karma has nothing to do. Oh, you're in the past life, you were a Brahmin. Now you get to be a Brahmin. Okay. That's not what it was. It wasn't based on birthright. It was based on your works coming bottoms up. So Brahminism itself, what took place later on was the subversion of Hinduism. And that's what Zionism is. Zionism was a subversion of Judaism. All right. They took the symbol of the star. They took a couple of symbols and they subverted it. Okay. Karma is input and output. It's karma and thus karma fall. Karma is not because you're...
Let me just interrupt you here. Is it something similar to what Obama and Hillary Clinton did to Iraq and Syria?
We'll come back to that. Yeah, we'll come to that, okay? But I just want to teach people the fundamentals. Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. Zionism is a racist political ideology, just like the caste system has nothing to do with Hinduism, okay? So that's why I'm saying the ultra Brahminisms or people who are espousing that are the same people who are supporting Zionism. And we have to stop it. It needs to be shattered. It's nonsense. All right. So that's a background on this. So many Arab Jews, the Jews of like Christ lineage, okay, converted to Islam because of the subjugation they underwent, okay, in Palestine. Very much how many Hindus under Brahminism converted to Islam or Christianity, okay? Because of the caste system that they felt. So these are some analogies. Now, what we need to understand is that if you look at what has occurred in Israel is the Palestinians have been treated like second-class citizens. Gaza is an open prison, okay? But most important to understand is that Netanyahu, Mossad, which is the intelligence wing of Zionism or Israel, created Hamas. How many of the people are aware of that? Hamas was created and I can share some very important examples of that so people get this, okay? I think I have it here, all right? Yeah, so I tweeted this out. So here's a very, very important piece here that if you look here, Mossad's entire motto, if you can see it here, can you see it here?
Yeah.
Is yes. By way of deception, thou shalt do war, okay? That is Mossad's motto. And Hamas was a creation of Mossad. Specifically, Brigadier General Yitzhak Segev in the 1980s was the Israel military governor in Gaza. He financed Hamas, all right? And you can go, I have a link here to the book that you can go read it. Here is the former Israeli ambassador to Germany. And he openly stated in 2015 that it was the Israeli government that created Hamas to counteract the growing popularity of the Fatah, formerly known as the Palestinian National Liberation Movement. See, there was a secular movement, okay? And it was very, very rational. So this is classic, classic intelligence techniques where you create your opposition that you can control. Nope. And you typically make them crazy radical, right? That's the second piece of evidence. Yep. And then, you know, this is Ron Paul, who gave a testimony clearly saying that Hamas was created as a strategic weapon of Israel, okay? And then here is Mossad chief himself. This is just this year. You know, the Mossad chief himself, Yossi Cohen, visiting Qatar to tell them to continue funding Hamas. And you can read, everyone should go read their own, do their own research and not be idiots, okay? Hamas was created by Israel. Now, why is the mainstream media not talking about that, including The Intercept? Just put, you know, they did a deep analysis of it, okay? So number one, we know what Zionism is. It has nothing to do with Judaism. It's anti-Semitic. It's racist. It was a British who created this place. They stole it from the Palestinians. And many, many Arab Jews converted to Islam because of the subjugation of the Ashkenazi Jews. So basically, these white Zionists came, and there were dark-skinned Jews there, okay? And still to this day, the non-Ashkenazi Jews are treated as badly as the Palestinians, all right? So Mossad created Hamas. Everyone write that down. It's fully documented. Israel created Hamas, financed them, all right? So now it all fits in. Let me give you a third piece of it. So I've told you where Hamas comes from. The third piece of evidence is a devil, the satanic individual called Netanyahu. Netanyahu's pure devil, okay? You can find ample videos on the internet, him talking about how stupid Americans are, how he can easily manipulate them. And Netanyahu is a war criminal. He has a history of butchering Palestinians. Netanyahu, for the last 2 years, he's been under massive indictments in Israel. In fact, 2 weeks before this incident took place, there were nearly 100,000 people who were protesting against him. Protesting against Netanyahu. Why? Because Netanyahu was on corruption charges. He was convicted. He was on fraud charges. There was a civil war in Israel. 70% of the Israelis hate Netanyahu. Even among the Israeli Jews, there's many, many multiple parties. So there's been a huge uprising against Netanyahu by Israeli Jews, by Israelis in Israel. Again, this is a piece of fact. Most of these Indians who are blindly supporting Israel should get studied, okay?
But why would they create a monster who would come and destroy them, and then they go and attack them? How does it
work? Well, you're making the assumption as though Israelis created Netanyahu. Netanyahu is supported by much larger forces than the people of Israel or the people of Palestine. He's funded by much, much larger forces, okay? And we'll get to that, okay? But the point is, Netanyahu would not exist were it for the Israeli people being able to vote him out, okay? He was engineered in, and everyone should just go do research, you know, 1 year ago, 6 months ago. There's huge protests of Israelis against Netanyahu, okay? So Netanyahu, what he did was he being prime minister, he went and changed the judiciary. He was going to fire the attorney general who was going to indict him. That's why there were protests. He was going to be thrown in jail, Mina. Netanyahu was about on his way to be convicted again. So given those three things, suddenly Hamas flying on these little planes, you know, breaks into Israel. If you talk to anyone, I've been to Israel for 6 weeks. Israel is like a police state. It prides itself on this amazing military, amazing surveillance. It's got the Iron Dome. So anyone who's stupid enough, given what I've just shared, to think that Netanyahu and Israel were not behind this, needs to have their head checked. And if you are do not understand it after the facts I've given to you, then you're just a bloody idiot. Okay?
By which you're saying that the Israelis are innocent. It's these people.
Israeli people. The people. There's a difference between the people.
Yeah.
So there are many, many Jews who are anti-Zionist. It's no different than saying Hindus are anti-caste system. Okay? There are many Hindus who don't believe in the caste system. They're not into Brahmanism. There are Brahmins who are not into Brahmanism. Okay? So there are many Jews who are against Zionism. All right? And if you want, I'll play you a video shortly. Would you like to see a video about... So let me play you a video of a Jewish person who's clearly telling people that he is not... So this was one of the tweets I shared earlier, you may remember, okay? And by the way, I encourage everyone to go to my Twitter thread because it's really an educational thread, okay? But if there is a number of very, very devout Jews who are anti-Zionist. And in fact, I'll bring you a video of one of the priests, a rabbi, who will talk about this, okay? Like the difference between Judaism and Zionism. It's right here. I think I have to put the sound on so you can hear it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? So here we go. All right, so I have it here. One second. Let me just stop the screen. I just want to make sure the sound is on. So I want to share with people window, also share panel audio. Share audio, share. Okay, so. All right, so let me play this for you.
Nothing, they do not care for Jewish people. They only care for one thing, Zionism. They can kill everyone, they do not mind. Kill many Jewish people they can kill. Zionism has to win. Zionism is the biggest enemy of the Jewish people. And this is Amalek. And they fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what, that's why they're bringing bloodshed to the Jewish people. They do not care for Jewish people. They only care for one thing, Zionism.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So people can look at my Twitter feed, okay? Any real Jew knows the concept of Judaism has nothing to do with setting up a state, all right? So Zionism is not Judaism, all right? And I can, there's another video that I'll play also of another Jewish, I mean, these are your Jewish priests, okay? Like our Indian gurus, okay? Or Indian religious leaders, okay? Who actually understand what this is. So this is another rabbi. Let me bring this up. This is another rabbi sharing his views, not his views, the actual teachings of Judaism, exposing how nonsensical this is. And again, so here's this, let me play for you here.
We have a message for this Nakba Day, for this 75 years of occupation. We want the world to know that what is being perpetrated against the Palestinian people, the oppression, the subjugation, the terrible cruelty, is not in the name of our religion. It is not in the name of the Star of David. It is not in the name of the Jewish people around the world who are true to the Jewish religion. Because we are Jewish and because we are true to our religion, we are in total opposition to the existence of the Zionist state of Israel. I call it Zionist state of Israel because it is Zionist. It is not Jewish. Judaism in the Torah forbids Jews to have our own sovereignty, our own entity since the destruction of the temples, and Jews true to the Torah never aspire or try to have our own state. We also are forbidden to kill or to steal. The whole concept of taking this land away from the Palestinian people, it is totally antithetical and is contradictory to my religion, Judaism. Jews have always, from day one, stood up against this Zionist entity. We as Jews continue, because we are true to the Torah, we stand and demonstrate, and we cry and suffer and feel the suffering of the Palestinian people. We want the world to know we are in solidarity, we are together with the Palestinian people in their suffering, and we hope and pray to God constantly for the total end of the occupation. We want the world to know that the Zionist movement is not a Jewish movement. It was a political, material movement created by heretics, and they simply try to incorporate our religion in order to intimidate and silence people and call them anti-Semitic if they stand in opposition. But this is patently false. Anti-Semitic is supporting the state of Israel. It is a cause of exacerbating anti-Semitism by having this occupation. It is a cause of bloodshed of the Palestinians and Jews alike. It is the cause of the oppression of not only the Muslims and the Christians in Palestine, but of the Jews. Hundreds of thousands of Jews stand in Palestine, have lived there prior to the state. They have lived and they're continuing to live till today and demonstrate daily and get brutally beaten and arrested. This is the sad story of this terrible Nakba. It is a tragedy, a calamity, and God, with his compassion, we hope, will see the suffering. And even today, the last few days, how you see daily the death and suffering of the Palestinians and the attacks. It's all Zionism, not Judaism. God, with his compassion, should bring a speedy removal of the Zionist state of Israel so we can once again live together in harmony, Jews and Arabs, as we've had for all these hundreds and hundreds of years, and Jews could show their gratitude to the Arab and Muslim countries for their embracing Jews and giving them a home. Inshallah, soon in our days. Amen.
All right. So to all the people who don't understand this, that's a Jew. That's a real Jewish scholar. So Zionism, in fact, you will find
so what
those
is the
people
aim?
In, huh?
What is the aim then?
What is the aim of what?
Of this, what has whatever has happened in the last few days. What is the intention?
Right. So add it up. Let's use our intelligence here. No. So I have to finish one third, the last fact here. Okay. In the Gaza and the Palestinian territories are 200 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. 200 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Okay. Let me show you this last piece that'll. Again, we need to go to the facts, and then we can talk about what's going on. And I've shared this before, 200 trillion feet of natural gas and 2 billion barrels of oil in Gaza and Palestine territories. Now, look at this graph. This is a very important graph here, Mina. Do you see this graph?
Yeah.
So the United States has no more, zero. This is the number of days of U.S. strategic petroleum reserves. The U.S. has depleted all of its petroleum reserves. And according to this graph, which is on September 22nd, the U.S. has 17 days left. That's exactly on October 9th when this nonsense started. Okay? So people just need to...
Isn't this something what they did in Ukraine as well?
Who did in Ukraine?
U.S.
Yeah, what my point is that the United States has no more strategic oil reserves, okay? On October 9th, 2023, as you can see, 17 days, and this is from the U.S. Department of Energy, okay?
Yeah.
17 days from September 22nd, you add it up, right? 8 days in September left, that would be September 30th, and then you add 9 days, exactly on October 9th, okay? So, again, the point here is there's $2 trillion cubic feet of natural gas and 2 billion barrels of oil. So why is this important? Well, obviously it's important because it's multiple, they can kill multiple birds with one stone. Netanyahu is about to go to jail. The other many, many parties in Israel don't like him. He calls up Hamas, which he created. And it's amazing because we know Egypt 2 days before, and multiple people told Mossad there's going to be an attack. They, and this is all well documented now. So you know someone's going to attack you. You know that you're going to be thrown in jail, Netanyahu, okay? Massive protests in Israel against him by his own people. Forget the Palestinians, okay? You know that, by the way, this is something everyone, another piece of fact, the fifth piece of fact people need to understand. Anthony Blinken, who's the Secretary of State of the United States, that would be like the Minister of India, foreign affairs. Imagine if he was also an Israeli citizen. India does not allow dual citizenship, okay? Well, the minister, the Secretary of State of the United States, Anthony Blinken, whose grandfather was instrumental in setting up the State of Israel, is an Israeli citizen, okay? In fact, the Department of Homeland Security is an Israeli citizen. Kamala Harris's husband is an Israeli citizen. There are at least 20 major officials in the United States government who are also Israeli citizens. And they have more loyalty to Israel than they do the United States. It needs to be understood. To the Indians wanting to put this in perspective, imagine if Modi's right-hand man was also a citizen of Israel. All right? So Anthony Blinken, you know, and by the way, this guy Netanyahu studied in the United States. So the Israeli Zionist lobby is like this. So think about what's going on in the United States. Here's the sixth piece of fact. The United States economy is tanking, okay? It's going down. Everyone knows there's supposed to be a major crash in the United States any day. So the financial system of the United States is breaking down. The entire U.S. economy is running on fumes. Obama printed $8 trillion. Trump printed $8 trillion. They basically print money to keep the stock market going up. And the reality is that the United States financial system is breaking massively downward. And I can, I think your audience should understand. And I shared this, you know, at one of our open houses several days ago, okay? That if you look at the multiple different economic indicators, okay, the United States economy is completely tanking. In fact, it's a repetition of the crash of 1987 is taking place in the United States right now, Mina, okay? The exact same set of circumstances. The trucking industry is going down like this. Credit card debt is the highest it's been since 1987. It's all the same signals. So if you're the US elites and you know the economy is gonna crash again, you know your friend Netanyahu is in trouble, you're the ones who created Hamas, okay? Ukraine didn't work. They thought they would get all the American public distracted with Ukraine. They were thinking of starting another fake pandemic. But what better way to manipulate people than showing Israelis being killed and tortured and these babies being beheaded was told to be actually false, right? So it is very, very, Israel's, remember, Mossad's thing, you know, deception, thou shalt win through deception war, okay? Deception, that is their slogan, the mission statement of Mossad. So you had Israel create Hamas. Suddenly their amazing surveillance system, which they spent billions of dollars on, the United States sends Israel about $100 billion, okay? Doesn't work, are you crazy? They can watch a fly on a, you know, elephant's butt from the technology that they have. And you have to ask, where did these paratroopers train with all their different things? No one saw that? Come on. You have to be an idiot. You have to really use your brain. So this was orchestrated. And you know, this World War I was orchestrated by the British to make Kaiser Wilhelm look crazy. We know World War II.
Are the Arabs fools to fall into the game? Are the Arabs fools to fall into their game?
What do you mean, are the Arabs fools?
Because, see, they are putting their people, you know, at the stake. Because they are the ones who are attacking and getting killed, isn't it?
No, but Hamas was created
by Qatar as well.
What's that?
By Qatar, countries like Qatar as well, isn't it?
No, Mossad funded it.
Yeah, that's in the beginning, isn't it?
No, even now, I just showed you that thing. Mm. Just last year, the head of Mossad, remember the way they do is they fund it through second parties, is telling Qatar to keep funding Hamas. How would it be if the Indian intelligence was going to some radical group in Pakistan and saying, keep funding them? What would you think? And then suddenly there's an attack from Pakistan to India. We have to understand there's an age-old technique. When a leader has problems internally, he points to someone else. This has been going on for 10,000 years, okay? So everyone knows in India, there's a concept called communalism. If a Hindu goes to among the Hindus and say, oh, the Muslims don't like you, you can start a war. Muslim leader can go among the Hindus to the, right? It's very, very easy in these ancient cultures to start a war overnight. People need to use their brains. But again, many educated Indians are idiots because they just get a degree. They're working in an IT job. You know, maybe they go to temple once, but they don't study anything. They're morons, okay? So, but the reality here is, number one, Zionism is racism. It has nothing to do with Judaism. Number two, we need to understand that Hamas was created by Israel. We need to also understand that, you know, I just shared with you, among the true Jews, they have nothing to do with Zionism. We know there's 200 trillion cubic feet of oil, I'm sorry, gas, and 2 billion barrels of oil in the Gaza Strip, okay? And the Israeli Zionists and its beautiful beachfront property. So, and Netanyahu is under indictment. These are just facts. Now you put it all together. Suddenly these people come on, paratroopers, you know, with their little mission. I mean, it's crazy. And then it breaks through the Iron Dome, right, that Israel prides itself on. And boom, what happens the next day? Netanyahu gives a speech saying, okay, we must all unite. You see, classic. So all these people who are against him, suddenly he's got them scared. They're uniting, okay? Then they say 40 babies' heads were beheaded, was told to be absolutely false, all right? And then you have idiot Indians suddenly supporting Israel, not using their brains. So who profits from this? I'll tell you who profits from this. Number one, the United States Zionist elites profit from this because the Zionist elites control most of the financial systems of the United States. They know the financial system is going to go down. How do you protect the financial system from going down? As it's going down, you're going to short it, you make money, and then you print money to bring it back up. How do you print money? It's called quantitative easing. And that's what occurred during the pandemic, right? The economy was going down in 2019. Trump comes in. Suddenly, they create this thing called a pandemic. The next thing, they're printing $8 trillion and it boosts up the stock market, okay? So now you create a crisis. So the real crisis, which is a financial crisis, goes into the background. So now with the Israeli crisis, Israeli-Hamas war, which isn't even a war, right? How can it be a war? There's two... The United States has given them two major aircraft carriers, right? Hundreds of aircraft. I mean, can someone tell me how many aircraft carriers the Palestinians have? How many aircraft carriers do they have? How many tanks do they have? This isn't a war, it's a massacre. It's nothing to do with war. There's no Israel-Hamas war. It's Israel versus destroying the Palestinians, period. And if you're into the Hindu-Muslim, you know, nonsense, you're a bloody idiot. That means you're falling in to the concept of race and religious wars. And that's what people want. So they can distract you from the economic issues. So that's what's going on. So Netanyahu overnight has all of his, the 100,000 people who are protesting, they're gone. All the Israelis, now he can say we need to unite. And he's teed it up. So in the United States, as this war goes on, Biden and whoever it is are going to be able to basically say, oh, okay, let us print more money to help our friends Israel. And the only reason they're printing money is because the U.S. economy is running on fumes. So it's running on fumes, so they need to bring it back up. And what better way than to print? The only way the United States economy is surviving right now is with printing money because they're the reserve currency. That's the bottom line. So that's what's really going on. So people need to understand that Zionism has nothing to do with Hinduism.
Yeah, going back to the point where isn't this the same thing that Obama and Hillary did to Iraq and Syria?
Yes. Yeah, so let's talk about that. So whenever there's a crisis, you create something, right? What, to Libya? It was Obama. ISIS. Yeah, they created ISIS. It was Obama and Hillary Clinton who butchered Gaddafi, butchered him in the streets, okay? Imagine someone coming and butchering any U.S. leader in the streets of India or Delhi. That's what they did. And it was, if you go look, and we can even go back to Bush times, 9/11, right, was created. It's very, very obvious that, okay, the two building towers go down. No one even knows why building 7 went down. No one can even, it's a mystery, right? Another building that collapses. And there's enough evidence. So this was essentially, you know, a military operation. And that was used to go into Iraq. I mean, they're going to Saddam Hussein when it has nothing to do with Iraq, right? Yeah. And what did the U.S. do? They seized all the oil of Iraq. That's what they did, yeah. Right? World War I occurred under very
and also the kind of atrocities that they did with the Yazidi women is what Hamas is doing now.
Well, whenever you hear, first of all, you should look. We should, you know, it's very dumb. You know, people don't look at the atrocities that have been done to the Palestinian people and the Jews. A lot of people don't understand that during the time of Hitler, when the Jews were fighting in the Warsaw Ghetto against the Nazis, the Zionists disarmed the Jews, and they got butchered. Okay, so there's Zionism, and then there's Judaism. Okay, Zionism is a bunch of European white people who call themselves Ashkenazi Jews who are Zionists. They butchered the people within, and they continue to occupy Palestine. So we have to step back. Okay, 1948. Since 1948 to today, even if you look at the United States, nearly $70 trillion wealth has been transferred from poor people to very wealthy people. So it has all to do with Zionism, the financial system that is run by. So we have to look at the big picture here.
Yeah.
This has been going on for 80 years. It's not like, quote unquote, Hamas went and attacked people. First of all, Hamas was created by Israel. Hamas was created by Israel. Hamas was created by Israel. Everyone should say that as a mantra to unbrainwash themselves, okay? Hamas suddenly gets into Israel overnight, violating all their surveillance. Doesn't make sense. Overnight, Netanyahu is cleared, right? He's protected now. Okay. He's convicted. He's a war criminal. He should be in jail now. So overnight, and there was a civil war brewing in Israel, not because of the Palestinians, but among the Israelis themselves.
Yeah, understood. You've been reading about that.
Yeah, but people need to put this in the thing. It is very easy. Let me ask you this. In the last 72 hours, we've seen supposedly more bloodshed, okay, of babies, pictures, and supposedly Hamas killing these people. Can we see as much bloodshed in Ukraine? Where are all the pictures of all the babies dying in Ukraine? I mean, 500,000 people supposedly have been killed in Ukraine, right? Or something, injured and killed.
So why was that not shown?
I'm asking you. I mean, that war has been going on for a long period. Where are all the crazy, bloody pictures on mainstream media? But within 72 hours, the small group of people who break, supposedly funded by Israel, and we see their pictures everywhere. Why would you do that on mainstream media? Because we know the mainstream media is propaganda. It has an intention. It has a goal.
Okay.
To get a bunch of idiots. It looks like the idiots don't want to use their brain. They got over the pandemic crisis, which is a fake crisis. And now they want to go to the next crisis and the next crisis. Right? But by the way, let me tell you something fascinating. The United States military, there's data coming up. Many or most of the military officers do not want to go fight for Israel. All right? So in spite of all this propaganda, there's a lot of smart people in the army in the United States, okay? The dumb people are the Indians who are thinking Hinduism has something to do with Zionism, as though the Hindu is going to fight the Muslim and we're fighting
dumb
Muslims.
You include also people like Modi?
Modi has political needs, okay? And he's not dumb. He has a goal, okay? Very as much as Netanyahu has. Leaders love to point Unfortunately, I'm very disappointed with Modi. You know, I think he's surrounded by more and more idiots. Okay. People need to recognize that it's about consolidation of power, profit, and control. The Indian stock market is very, very high. It's a bullshit stock market. Everyone knows this. It's just hyped up, okay? It's made up stock market. And Modi's riding his future on the Indian stock market. The Adnanis and the Ambanis and all these people. I mean, come on. Go read on Don. A friend of mine is a very, very smart financial guy. Looked at that guy Adnani's prospectus. He goes, you can't even understand it. Okay? So, very important. Someone just said Zionists hate Hindus. Definitely. Okay? Zionism is racism in the service of globalism. Zionism is not Judaism. Zionism is anti-Semitism. This would be me telling, the caste system is Hinduism. It's not. It's not true. Right? So that's what they've done. So they take great teachings, just like the Catholic religion is not Christianity. The Vatican, you know, just like the Vatican is not Christianity, Zionism is not Hinduism, and Brahmanism and caste system is not Hinduism, okay? So they've taken these amazing teachings and they subvert them and they hijack them. So it makes a lot of sense why probably the racist, casteist Brahmanism wants to support Zionism, because they're the same people, same idiotic ideology of separating people out. So
but
we need to...
same, Dr. Shiva? You know, in Ukraine, they see it's very rich with resources. And that's why they walk, you know, there.
Yeah.
US had interests.
One of the important hypotheses here, Mina, is that the last non-subjugated country is Russia. Okay, Russia has its own national sovereignty. Russia has close to $100 trillion worth of minerals, oil, natural gas, you know, precious metals, everything, diamonds, as much as Africa did. But what did the British do in Africa? They randomly drew borders. They went to one king, had him fighting against another king like they did in India, okay? And then the British essentially raped all the resources of Africa, divide and rule. So that was the intention in the Soviet Union. When the Soviet Union broke up in 1991, George Bush said that NATO would not go one inch east of Germany, but they have. The goal was always for the elites, for the Western swarm, as I call it, the trillionaires, the last area that they wanted hegemony over is Russia. And so you start a war in Ukraine to bleed Russia. Now you want to start a war on another Russian front, Syria, because they know Russia defends Syria, and then Iran. So you think about where this is going.
Yeah.
The goal is to have Russia fighting multiple wars. Yeah. And that's very, very valuable, especially if your economy is going down. We know war always boosts economies. The United States economy, I repeat, is running on fumes. Elon Musk is not running any real business, okay? His business exists because he got government subsidies. SpaceX, he didn't create anything. And any Indian who thinks Elon Musk is some great innovator also should have their brain checked. The guy's an actor. He was created, okay? SpaceX got $7 billion from the government. Tesla would not be profitable, but they got $1.5 billion in carbon tax credits. Otherwise, they'd be worth zero. Twitter also runs on the aegis of government, okay, due to Section 230 immunity. So what we have to recognize is that the United States economy is not the vibrant economy of true bottoms-up innovation. It's running on fumes. And this is why in 2008, it crashed under Obama, and they should have allowed it to crash versus they gave all the bankers $8 trillion and they saved them. Then the economy should have crashed again in 2020. Trump came in and saved it. It's on its way to crashing again. And now they're creating a war. That's what this is about. People have to follow the money. Follow the money. Don't be an idiot and get involved in, you know, Islam versus Hinduism or we're protecting Jews. It's stupidity.
So what's happening, Doctor, in America? Does Trump stand a chance now? Or what is happening? Can you tell us about?
Well, as everyone knows, you know, I'm running for president of the United States. Our campaign has had a very powerful effect in exposing all these fake leaders. we've had to do the job in exposing Trump,
yeah,
you know, Booby effing Kennedy, right? All these people. What's happening is the American working public, who works very hard, are all being taken advantage of. The economy is running on fumes. And every time they print money, they create inflation, and the costs are going up and up and up, okay? So the opportunities, a lot of people are realizing that Trump was part of the problem. He wasn't their savior. They're realizing all these Republican candidates are part of the problem. We've had to do the dirty job in exposing this, you know, idiot Vivek, who was created, okay? We call him Vivek the Snake, okay? I mean, this guy's a complete snake. He's never created anything. He, if anything, did fraud, okay? He took $5 million from somebody. He went and found a drug. This is Vivek Ramaswamy. I call him Vivek the Snake. He took $5 million. And everyone should listen, take notes again. He took $5 million, started a company, then went to the largest pharmaceutical company called GlaxoSmithKline, which had created a drug for Alzheimer's. They did clinical trials. It not only failed once, failed twice, failed three, four times. This drug failed. Clinical, big clinical trials. It's done. He went and buys that failed drug, Mina. Okay, puts it into his company. Then has his mother, look at the data for the failed clinical trial. This is called classic accounting massaging. Throws away all the data where people didn't complete the clinical trial, and then writes a paper in a very, not even in a major journal, not even in a speaker session, but in a poster session, which is what a child can do, a high school student can do, says that the drug is a success. His mother uses his mother's data and takes the company on the public market, raises money, cashes out $50 million, and then when they do the actual clinical study, guess what? It fails. The stock loses 99% of value. I'm sorry, as an Indian, this guy is not a good representation of Indians who work hard. He's a scam artist. He knew it was a useless drug. So overnight, he's promoted, he's created, he's manufactured. We need to understand, yeah, Vivek is, this guy locates right. Vivek is a WEF hack, a Soros puppet. Yeah, so then he claims, comes from a very elite Brahmin family, went to a prep school, is against affirmative action. Affirmative action is a plan like we did quotas in India, right? To help the schedule caste. In the United States, it's called affirmative action. Now, he had made $2 million the year before. He applies to Yale Law School, Mina, and he applies for one of those affirmative action scholarships. Takes money that was for people when he doesn't believe in, okay? You see what I'm saying? So these are the kinds of people, but our campaign and our movement, Truth, Freedom, Health, has been exposing these people. So we've created a massive disruptive force because we have very sincere people, like I've articulated here, who are starting to use their brains. They're not, oh my God, you know, let's support, we're Hindus, let's support against the Muslims, you know? It's going to come back to, you know, the chickens will come home to roost in India. Yeah. It's kind of idiocracy, okay? Yeah. So we need to be far more intelligent. We need to use our brains. And we need to look at the actual facts. Hamas was created by Israel. How the hell does these people on little bicycle planes break the Iron Dome? When there's satellites now everywhere that can watch it. You know, you can watch a little flea. Yeah, the whole thing is nonsense. Netanyahu is pure devil. If there's a Satan, it's Netanyahu. So if you want to really look at some spiritual things, you know, the whole goal of Hinduism and the goal of Shiva in Hinduism, Shaivite Hinduism, is Shiva has his Trishula and he pierces darkness, which is ignorance. And, you know, maybe that's what my job is here. But yeah, That's what we're doing here. The goal of Hinduism is to remove your rose-colored glasses and to overcome Maya and illusion and to see things as they are. We live in the age of Kali Yuga.
Very interesting, indeed, Dr. Shiva, because this is one side that we did not, many of us did really look into. And it's good that you explained this side because many of our viewers now will, think about it in different ways. it's what you say has a lot of sense to it. And yes, these are also things that we've been following. So what happened to Netanyahu before and the kind of protests, you know, he faced. So there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. And we're ending our session. So thank you so much for this wonderful talk with you. I wish you all the best, you know.
Thanks, Meena. Just people should go to truthfreedomhealth.com and shiva4president.com if they want to volunteer. Thank you, Meena.
Thank you so much and good night.
Be well. Good night.
Good night, Dr. Shiva. Thank you so much.